Untold Stories. I'm Vicki Barker.
She was afraid to come out of the locker.
Ladies, let's all take a walk down that beachside memory lane, exploring the horrors of the worst bathing suit you ever wore.
When I was young, they were like bubbly. They were like elasticated bubbles. And when you went into the water, they literally did balloon up.
I've had the sort of had to wear a loose swimming suit, so you know what happens. It almost came off when I was in the water, and that wasn't very nice.
The bikini looked okay, but the idea was that you could tan through it. And I always thought, well, if you can tan through it, you can see through it. So I never wore it.
Yet swimsuit historian Sarah Kennedy says we women are a lot better off than our great-great-grandmothers.
It took a while for the swimsuit to actually emerge because in Victorian times, when we first took to the waters, we wore great big skirts, dresses, crinolines and bloomers, full-on outfits in actual fact.
Back then, a swimsuit could be a death sentence.
Women did try and swim in them because they were desperate to follow the men and swim, but many women drowned.
But then, spare a thought for the modern makers of bathing suits, people like Melissa Olderbash.
So complicated. No one has any idea. People think, oh, so what do you do in the winter? No one really understands how complicated a swimsuit is.
I mean, how do you create the one style that suits all when one size won't fit all?
What will work for small busted, big busted, no hips, big hips, stomach, no stomach.
Especially big breasts.
How to push them together, how to lift them up, how to tie it around your neck.
A former model, Olderbash, has helpful advice about buying a bathing suit.
I totally suggest to everyone, to put self-tanner on before even approaching to try on swimwear because it automatically makes your body look better.
Is this making it any easier for you to walk out onto the beach for those dwindling days of summer? Sarah Kennedy, author of A History of the Swimsuit, acknowledges that this year's look is a challenge.
The cutout swimsuit at the moment is a very risky item unless you've got a nice firm tummy underneath it or nice firm hips at the side.
And what's the next big thing in bathing suits? Designer Melissa Olderbash.
Well, I think everyone's going to head towards organic.
Oh, great. Biodegradable bathing suits. Just what we all need. The only comfort to be salvaged from this grim picture, in a few short days, most of us north of the tropics will be putting away our bathing suits for another winter. Let's hope it's a long one. One more reason to combat global warming. Untold Stories. I'm Vicki Barker, CBS News.